Part 3 of Soul Aligned Income Method. Declare. Stepping fully into your gifted leadership. In this part, we are going to activate the part of you, the identity, the woman who has it, who creates it. So here we are. Part 3. Do you understand what it means that you are here right now? Most people buy products, recordings, workbooks, whether it's $27 or some even $2,700. Most people download it. Most people intend to. You are actually here. You showed up and you did the work. You are already different from who you were when you first opened this training, this program. Feel that. Feel the appreciation for who you are right now. Part 3, it's called Declared. It is different from what we have done before. In part 1 and 2, it was about receiving clarity, receiving vision, receiving the felt sense of your prosperous future. In this part, Part three is about becoming. It is about you activating within you in a ceremonial way, the part of you that has it. Ceremonies are marks. They mark transitions. Ceremonies say one thing was and now a new thing will be in this moment. By the time we finish this recording, you will have made a declaration, not to me, not to the world, to you, the person that matters the most. And the declaration will change everything. The woman who earns $10,000, $20,000, $50,000 a month from her gifts does not have different gifts than others. She has a different identity. So your gifts don't change the more you charge. Your identity changes. Identity is not what you do. It's not the ribbons you put around it or how hard you work. It is who you are being while you do it, putting your whole entire self in it in a whole new way. It's a shift from I'm trying to build the income from my gifts to I am a woman whose gifts create consistent prosperity. It is not a strategy you implement and then it works at some point. It is a shift in your identity. So I want you to be with this question for a moment. Who are you being when no one is watching? When you are not on a call or writing a post or not in a session, what do you believe about you and about the capacity for you to be paid about your gifts? That belief, that quiet, private conversation you are having about you, that's what determines your income ceiling more than any strategy you will ever learn. Because you will only take action that is consistent with who you believe you are. So, here's what I want to offer you in this recording. A permission. Not from me, but from yourself. To become the woman who has already decided, who no longer wonders if it's possible, but who knows that what she has, the gifts she carries, have value and she knows it. And she shows up every day in a full expression of that truth. That woman is not some kind of a version of you in the future. You already are that. Underneath all that conditioning, all the stories you tell yourself, you already are the woman who is living the future you want to live. So take a deep breath in and let it out. Close your eyes if they are still open. Sit up, tall, honoring. Both feet on the floor, taking a breath that fills your whole entire chest. Place your hands on your heart and repeat after me. I am a woman who carries gifts that were given to me on purpose and for a purpose. I release the story that my gifts are too small, too soft, too spiritual to be worthy real money. I choose to believe that women who need me are already looking for me, and that visibility is an act of service. I commit to pricing my work at the value of transformation I create. I am no longer waiting to feel ready. I am ready. I have always been ready. I declare that my gift and my prosperity are not separate. They are the same energy moving in the same direction. I am a soul-led leader. I am a gifted woman, and I am open to receiving. Taking three slow breaths in. With each one, breathing in deeper. Letting this truth settle in your body, in your cells, in your nervous system, deep in the part of you that makes decisions before your mind gets involved. Breathing it in. And deeper. It is done. It is done. And so it is. And so I am. And taking another deep breath in and letting it out. The declaration you just made is real. And it is going to require evidence in a physical world. Evidence comes from small, consistent actions that are aligned with this identity. Not a perfect plan. Daily practice, daily committed action that creates new evidence for who you are. So I want you now to make a commitment to yourself in three areas. First one, I will show up for my audience at least three times this week in a way that expresses my gifts. Not my content, my gifts. Make a commitment to yourself right now. Area number two, offer. I will make one offer this week, whether it's to your list, to your audience, to a potential client. I will make one offer this week that is priced at the value of the transformation, not from my fear. And number three, practice. I will do the Feminine Mystic Daily Alignment, the card that is part of the bonus for this method, every morning for the next 30 days. 5 minutes, 5 minutes every day for the next 30 days that will keep my gifts open and my prosperity channel clear. These three commitments held consistently for 30 days will change your relationship with your gifts and your income in ways that no course, no strategy, no amount of content could ever do. They will require you to be the woman who you declared yourself to be. And every single time you complete that daily alignment practice, you become more of that version of her. And so it is.